Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Our drive moment today. Every smile has a backstory. What's the hidden chaos from your personal life that your co-workers would never guess? And you know what? Let's just keep it simple, right? When you meet someone, if you're having problems, could be family problems, health issues, financial problems, etc., etc. They say, "Hey, Bunjan, all right?" And you always say, "Kishab."
Kishab, absolutely. Absolutely.
You never tell them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you don't tell them what is happening in your life. And not only friends, maybe it could also be family members that, you know, maybe you don't want to stress them. You know, you want to make it your problem that, you know, you may be able to deal with the problem. And with us here, also on air, hey, we sound so jolly every day.
Hey.
We sound so jolly. You might think that we are bawling, we're having the time of our lives. We are human, just like you. Yeah. But the thing that puts us under pressure is you. Because yesterday you were laughing in your car. So you are back again today. You want to laugh again.
For 3 hours.
You know, like we deal with our problems. Some of us have our pinched nerves. We limp here. We limp all the way to the microphone.
Remember, Ken, it was last week when we opened the show, did the first link, and then we're like, "Khumuzo, how are you?" Khumuzo said, "I'm okay."
Yeah.
Never. I've worked with Khumuzo for over a decade.
Yeah.
I'm like, "You've never in your life said you're okay."
Yeah.
What's wrong? What? Binchi?
I'm
okay.
Yeah.
And she's dealing with a lot.
But what can you do? I think also, you know what it is? It's not trusting people with our vulnerability.
Mm.
Not because you are not sure that they will comfort you the right way or say the right things, but sometimes how people make it your personality.
Yeah.
So because I'm going through something, now maybe everybody now starts tiptoeing around me because I'm going through something. Now those problems become what I wear.
Yeah, they babysit you.
I don't want to wear my problems. So even when I am not okay, I'll be like, as long as
because sometimes we do smile. Sometimes we are fine. Like Glenn says that we are okay, but we know for a fact we're not okay.
Yeah.
When you get into your car, you drive home. If you're not listening to Drive 959, smiling, if you cry from work to home.
Shoo.
You're crying all the way until you feel apparently packed for about 10 minutes and then you're getting and act like you're fine.
Yeah.
But there was that 40 minute drive that was super heavy on your shoulders. There's a point where we lunch, is 1 hour spanning. You try to find a corner where you cannot talk to no one.
Mm.
And you're listening to your thoughts and your thoughts are putting you darker and in a darker corner than the one you are in already. But hey, sometimes the smile will hide a whole lot of things, man.
I also know that I'm going through a match when I don't want to talk on my phone. When my phone rings and I look at it and I'm like, and it's not a person I'm avoiding. We are good with the person who's calling me.
It's
but
because
I
life.
Just don't have the capacity to get into a conversation and talk about
you need your cup full now.
I need to be quiet.
Yeah.
What am I going to do to get out of this mess?
Yeah. The other question that we wanted to ask is it fair to ask employees, colleagues, to leave their problems at the door during working hours? Yeah. Listen, you'll never leave them there. I think the most important thing is do what you need to do because you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, then you can be afforded an opportunity to take a day off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you can leave. By leaving, they don't mean literally.
They mean handle your business.
Yeah. Handle your business.
But another question would be, if you tell people what you're going through, do you think they would treat you much easier or better?
I think a bit of both.
Let's put aside scrutiny and you thinking people are looking at you with your problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you would tell people how you really feel in life and what's happening in your life, do you think they would treat you much better than how they are treating you now?
I think there'll be a group of people, especially if we're talking colleagues and maybe people that don't hold you too close to their heart.
Mm.
I think there'll be a group of people that might be more compassionate, but I think there will be a group of people that would make it a Skinner moment. That would make, so as you walk, they'll be able to say, yo, let's come on, let's go. Pela, 1, 2, 3, 4. Because there are humans who literally sometimes, even when it's time to show compassion, they don't know where to get it.
Yeah, you've given them.
They just can't locate it.
You've given them content.
Absolutely.
Something to talk
about. Tea time.
Yeah.
Tea time.
Yeah, you are the discussion. There you go. 0636880959.
Funny you should mention that, Glenn. Hey, people that are not used to me say that I'm rude. Because me, I'm straightforward. Which is
okay.
Me being honest. And honestly, let's keep it short. Hey.
So today, I was having an almost same conversation with myself, and I was asking myself, I feel antisocial. Why? And I'm realizing, man, that we don't talk about. People see us smile and be happy and see jolly, but they don't know. Deep down, you might feel like you want to scream sometimes, but you scream because of nay, chances are that person it's real. You get home and the only thing that you have around your place is just your four walls and there's nobody else to talk to.
Very interesting.
Sure.
You know, people are dealing so, because I think, you know, sometimes you can go to a place, go to a mall, go to a restaurant, everyone looks jolly. Right? When if you're dealing with something, you think, but why are these people having such a great time? And here I am. They're also dealing.
Why life you got to
Yeah.
Why are you going to get to they're always shining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then talk to someone,
yeah.
You will realize just how much people are burdened and how much people are literally just taking it one breath at a time. How come they could actually break down and cry? That's why I better be kind, because you don't know what people are going through. Go. Don't answer
I
me.
Think people can never leave their problems, obviously, at the door. But I feel their emotions and indlela ba reacta ngayo to things, especially at work, that should be monitored by themselves, actually.
Yeah.
And then so, because we all have something we are dealing with. So you cannot take out ezakho kimi and expect me to be okay. Also, I have been finding myself sitting in my car and eating in my car instead of eating officing with my friend, because I cry a lot. I'm going through the most, and either most is something I can't even talk about at the moment. I don't want to show it because I'm funubai akashem.
My view is people go through a lot. Different people, different levels of ugowa. I think, man, the only person you can speak to and then you entrust Uguti, they've got your back is God. And you should handle your situation. Hey, people are going through a lot. Abanye bazawuhlekisangawe, abanye abazokuthatha seriously, abanye they will feel sorry for you or whatever. But I think mina just understanding good how you can be happy and see things through kule situation yako, that's better. And speak to your God.
First things first, when you are at work, you're not there to make friends. And from my understanding, if you have inkinga and problems and whatever it is that's bothering you, it's stuff that you tell to people you are close to and your friends, which is people you do not work with. When you get to work, you are there to make the money. And like you guys just said, handle your stuff so you are afforded a day off to go and fix whatever it is that's not right. Keep your personal life personal. And keep your work life. Do not mix business with pleasure.
No, with me, I disagree with your view. The moment you tell the colleagues your problems, yours was born a better kunawe. But for me, I will say, rather keep your problems to yourself, because even the so-called confidantes at work, So, yeah, I mean, I'll prefer to keep it private.
Yeah, I mean, if you confide in someone, the fact that they'll go and tell another person, they're actually trying to make themselves feel much better, that they're better than you. And I also agree with that voice note when someone says, They hate it when if
if you're dealing with problems and people feel sorry for you, it's like, ah, shame, whatever, whatever. Yeah, I think it's the worst thing ever.
It's the extra burden now.
Yeah.
Now you are worried that everybody's looking at you with sorry eyes. So if they are not gossiping, they are sorry.
Exactly.
It's problematic. But I do also divorce the relationship I have with whatever I choose to tell people. Mm. So if I tell you something in confidence and you decide to share it, say it's a how.
Mm.
No, say it's a how. I don't invest in so much because if I've trusted to tell Skumba and Skumba ikhasa, it's no longer my problem, but it also teaches me that next time you're not a person I should confide in. But I don't get married to it. I don't worry about, yo, Skumba, jela bantu indaba zabekini. I divorce from it because I do know that once you let it out, the chances of it staying with that person, slim to none. Because if they have a partner, they're going to tell their partner. Their partner will tell their friends. So the chances of that staying a secret, very, very slim. I tell when I know I can handle if it gets out.
There's a voice note of Hotman says, speak to your God. I think, me personally, everyone goes through some things in life. And some of the things you don't really need to tell a human being.
Yeah.
Me having my appointment in Nkulunkulu every day has helped me a lot.
Yeah, good.
So from, like, and it's a good in clinic day, it really helps because I have enough time on my own, Ekarin.
Got you.
Until I get home. So if I want to have a conversation with whoever that I believe in, Mina, it gives me ample time.
I need to pause it here. So, part of
time. Well, not while driving.
Never take me serious on the show.
As long as you don't do it while driving, as you park.
Yeah.
This is a reason why we don't tell people in Kinazit. Look at this too. I'm telling them something very secret, close to my heart. But if you're not.
You never said, you didn't tell us a secret. You just said,
but I'm telling you, that's
not a secret because you're spelling it out. The whole
you're
world.
You're telling
knows.
The masses.
Look at your smiles. Yeah, you're about to say something wrong again.
I personally have that one coworker that I talk to. And Mina, I think once I talk about something, then I feel better afterwards. I'm one person who cannot keep things to myself. Yeah. So I think each and every person deserves that one person, because the more you keep things to yourself, it just becomes harder and harder. But just talk about Lanje and tell someone what you're going through. Mina, personally, it works for me. So if we are clever afterwards, then that's your problem.
But you know what? The truth is, there are people that you can trust, you can confide in. But the funny thing is, man, clever, I was like,
I once read an article and it said, smile even though you don't feel like smiling. And it certainly does make one feel better when you just smile, hey? But besides that, I've learned to smile and focus on the positive and not focus on what I cannot control. And when it comes to telling people about what I'm going through, I'd rather talk to someone that is close, because vele abantu, they will judge you and bazokhuluma nje indaba zakho. Omunye nje in front of phambi kwabantu uzothi, oh, konje. Situation there. Come on, don't have a dry langa, so that's why I wouldn't tell anyone.
Never fail to say a go wish. As I say a go wish. Last year, November, I lost 150,000 with a scam meeting tenga inch, and yet I took multiple loans. So the loans are deducting, and I can't even tell my mom, and she is forever asking me, Ugut Ulungisanini Igate, Ulungisanini Omyang, Ulungisanini in A. I can't. I'm like, Nzobona, mom, I will let you know. Hey, Siako, wish I'm a face. Good show.
5959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.